Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Althay. I have my co-host, Medusa, Andre Ziegler, and Ron is hanging out with us again on this Friday night. How's everybody doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
We Gucci.
I'm trying to get Ron.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
All is well. I woke up this morning.
Okay, I know that's right.
I woke up like this.
Yes. Well, I didn't wake up looking like what I'm looking like right now because
holy Maj, there you go.
I took my brains out and I need to go sleep a bit.
But
welcome.
Girl, stop playing. You know on your worst day, you fine. Girl, don't start.
Girl, you say no. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and put this good old disclaimer out here because today is World Cocktail Day. So I suggest everybody go grab you a drink. Because I have grabbed mine, and my cocktail is, I'm not going to say on fleek, because fleek does not mean anything good. So, but grab your cocktail, grab your drink, get you a shot, tell a friend to grab a shot. If your friend don't want to grab one for them. That's where we at right now. We're going to talk bad. We're going to, and all that stuff. So let me tell y'all this. Okay, so let me tell you where I came up with this topic, because we're talking about regular women versus eye candy. Okay?
Okay.
And this is not because it's the first time I've seen this movie. It's just that every time I see this movie, it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the movie just right. With Queen Latifah,
yes.
And Tommy.
Mm-hmm. And Paula Patton.
Yeah, that movie. Well, mm-hmm. That movie pisses me off to no end. So that's where that topic came from, because it came on TV the other day, and it just happened to be on BET because I was watching something else, and it came on right after something I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that movie pisses me off because every time I turn around, it's always like the you know, normal kind of woman,
is always passed up for the eye candy that doesn't have too much substance. So that's why I brought Ron on tonight to join Dre, so we can get some men perspective about why does this happen.
Right, right, right.
So yeah, so let's jump on in here. Just jump on in here.
What?
So now I have a what Ron?
No, I'm a little confused because when you say regular women, do you mean women who like have bowel movements twice daily? Is that what you mean by regular?
Oh my God! No, no. Where did that come from?
I just need clarification. That's
regular
all. I'm
women,
sorry.
As he said. Everyday, you know, woman who goes to work, who's fun, who enjoys herself and all that awesomeness, but somehow she's always told, you're cool, but you're like homeboy cool, but not girlfriend cool.
Right, the one who's kind of put in the friend zone immediately.
Yeah, she gets friend zone. You know, we had a good time on the date, but I don't really think I could date you because you're so cool type shit.
But it ain't just the women. Men give it to me. Men
what we're talking about right now.
Men get it more than women.
That's not necessarily true.
Y'all are some picky people.
And y'all not?
No, we not. We
No. Listen, I'm taking offense to that comment because I feel like this. We will take a normal everyday 9-to-5 brother, you know what I'm saying? An average John. We might try to like jack him a little bit, but
oh my God!
Gary, have you been here? What in the finish what you say before you laugh and whatnot? Crazy.
I know he's so rude. You don't need to act like that. My goodness. No, but I was just saying that I don't think that that's true with women. I know for myself, it's not like that. You know what I mean? I mean we can take an everyday average John or Joe. And, you know, so we might tweak him up a little bit and make him, you know, hey, you need to do this or you need to do that. But it's not, I mean, we'll give him a shot. But y'all men, if we do not fit that eye candy thing, then a lot of y'all just kind of pass us by and be like, oh, she's cool. She's a homie. But, and then we the people, the homie chick, is the one you come back to when you didn't marry the eye candy, and she just spent all your money, and she's shallow, or something happens to you, and you gain a few extra pounds, and then she ain't feeling you no more. So, it's epidemic. It's a problem.
I still think we need to get more.
Oh, okay. We can disagree to disagree.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because somebody on the other end of this phone, her main motto is, you got to be this tall to ride this ride. But we ain't going to say no names, though. And
how do you know that's not? Is that preference?
That's how y'all do. Y'all want to do this right up under
that's
Jesus' ass. He got to be 7 feet tall. He got to be 7 feet tall. All these muscles and carrying on, and then he got to be black and cold just about, you know what I'm saying? He got to be all dark skin and whatnot. And then y'all want dreads now. When I had dreads, everybody said dreads was there. You was like, you about to rub somebody. Now you don't need dreads. Now everybody got dreads. Everybody wants dreads. If they don't want dreads, they want the bald head. Y'all are pitiful, man. I be looking at my timeline on Facebook. And I be seeing them be doing that. What's that little page? Every woman in the world be posting on. Damn, he's fine. Every dude in that mug is all buff with light skin and green eyes. Get the hell out of here!
That's not true.
Y'all talking about
y'all
ain't picky? Ain't none of that, man.
So not true.
Ron,
that is so
what
not
are your
true.
Thoughts?
I mean, I hear what's going on, and I gotta admit, well, one, I ain't never been an average nothing, so I can't, so I can't necessarily speak for the average person, but nah, men get it just as much as women get it, and I would think that we get it a little more than women get it because y'all have vaginas, and as long as you know what to do with that vagina, you will get a man.
Thank you. And ain't no dude turning down no Kit Kat. I don't give a damn if you 700 pounds. If you call that dude late night and he ain't got nothing over there, you're fucking.
And I go a step further. I'm not going to say no man go turn down no Kit Kat, but what that mouth do.
Thank you.
So
we are not picking. We front like we picking, but we ain't picking. Trust me.
Oh, I know mean, y'all ain't picky. I've seen some booger wolves have men and be like,
exactly.
It's weird. But
like this, think of the prettiest woman you know, she probably got a child. Think of the ugliest woman you know, she probably got a child. What'd that tell you?
Thank you.
The ugliest woman I know got a gun to kill you. She got a gang. She got a sword and thigh.
So,
see what
I'm saying? Nine times out of ten, the dudes, ain't no man going to be trying to holler at no pretty chick anyway because 9 times out of 10, they're still by herself. They going to automatically think, damn, she that fine. I know she got a man. I ain't even going to try to holler. I'm just going to look.
That's not true. We just be as single as we want to be. That's why they stand back and look. Somebody come up and talk to me. You might find out that I'm very single and I'm very
That's
available.
That's what I'm saying. We won't
y'all don't
take
it serious because
y'all all bad or whatever. You're like, damn, I know she got somebody. I ain't even gonna even attempt to try to holler at that. And then out of 10, it's a pretty cheap solo. And then on top of that, 20 out of damn 50, she probably got a nasty ass attitude anyway. Everything you do on the outside is spoiled on
well,
the inside.
I have to say, you know, I don't consider myself average by far, but I don't consider myself eye candy either because I think there's a certain attitude and an air that a person has to be considered eye candy. They think they just, you know what I'm saying, they think they shit don't stink, and they just kind of like think they floating above everybody else. In their mind, they define the thing on earth and can't nobody touch them. You know what I mean? I'm confident in who I am. Yeah, I think I look good, you know what I'm saying? Me and all my little extra pounds and all my curves, I think I look pretty good. But I'm not, like, conceited. And I think where the issue comes in is because y'all go after these chicks that, oh, she got a flat stomach, and she ain't got no cellulite, and she just, you know, she ain't got no love handles, and she's this, that, the other. But yet, inside, she ugly. She's got a bad attitude, and she thinks that the world revolves around her. She thinks that the sun rises and sets on her ass, and that's not
exactly
the way it goes. And that's
exactly.
And but that's y'all fault. Like I feel like that's y'all fault. Y'all look over us with a normal chick.
I don't put a pretty girl on the pedestal. I tell you, you're ugly in a minute. I don't give a damn. And Jay Reed,
he tell me ugly. He tell me I'm ugly every day.
He's like, I got this one you got to be talking to.
He's being mean because y'all besties. That's all that is. That's a different whole dynamic. He's just being mean because y'all besties.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it because you're sitting there thinking you're ugly. You know you're ugly. I don't care. And then if your attitude is thinking, I'm really going to let you know about yourself. I don't care.
Well, yeah, and do you? But then again, you might be the exception to the rule because a lot of men will put up with that bad attitude, you know what I mean, will put up with that.
No, not too much.
I think I'm all that and then some. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like it's better to have. They rather have this eye candy on their arm than have a normal chick that's down to earth, you know what I mean? And then they struggle in their relationships. And they in a relationship with this eye candy chick, but yet they reaching out to us normal chicks because we giving them, they know we going to take care of them. We going to cook for them. We going to make sure they're good. We going to take care of them. We going to respect them. You know what I mean? Not going to make them feel like crap.
No, I don't know what you mean. Because you saying that this man is dealing with this chick and coming to you after the fact and you doing all this to him, that don't sound normal. That sounds crazy.
No, I'm not saying I. No. I'm not saying I. I'm saying, what I'm saying is a lot of times that's what happens. I'm not saying I, because I'm not playing second fiddle to nobody.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you were saying that normal chicks are second-class citizens.
No.
Donald Trump sending Mexicans to the border.
I can't deal with you right now, Ryan, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is sometimes it's easy for somebody. Okay, let's just say, for instance, let's look at the movie, because that's what Bob's this movie about. You might as well watch the movie to see what's going on. So we got, oh boy, right? He's in the NBA. He's making money. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? He got a little pile of patting on his arm. But then he gets injured. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets injured. Mm-hmm. And so he gets injured in this movie. And then he wants somebody to, you know, he's in a situation where here comes little Miss Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? Queen Latifah is not Paula Patton. You know what I'm saying? She got a little extra curve. She got a little bit of roughness around the edges. She's just who she is. That's her character. You know what I mean? So she comes in and she saves the day. She gets this man. She works with him. She gets him back strong. She gets his confidence back. She builds him back up, makes him feel like he can go back into the league and do what he needs to do. And then as soon as that happens, what? Here comes little Miss Paula Patton, or whatever her name was. I don't even remember her name in the movie, but she comes in and she's all like,
this whole
I miss
movie.
You.
I hate it.
It was all, I mean, I just think, but there are so many people that go through that. You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, when you got these chicks, these eye candy chicks, they're pretty much just like, you know, they think that God gets to the world. They think that the sun rises and sets on their ass. You know what I mean? And in their mind, they got to have it all. You know what I mean? And if a man is not performing financially, so to speak, in a level that they think is okay, or they feel like he's just kind of like not in the limelight, you know, they kind of kick him to the curb. But then it's little, all I'm saying is people like, you know, me, that's just a normal, everyday, down-to-earth chick, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I take pride in my appearance, and I think that, you know, I have a whole lot to offer, but it's us that end up picking up the pieces, you know what I mean? And a lot of times, once they get back and we build them up for who they used to be, they're back dealing with these little eye candy chicks, you know what I mean? Because they back in the limelight.
I hear you, and I hate to be a Richard, but part of the reason, part of the reason that dynamic exists is because from what you saying in your paradigm, the average chick ain't looking like she's God's gift to the world. And you know what? You are God's gift to the world. Why should this chick think she's not God's gift to the world? What's wrong with saying, you know what, I'm here, I'm the shit, love me the way I am, and let's get it going? What's nothing wrong with saying that? Now, maybe she's shallow, and that's the problem with it. I give you that. But that ain't have nothing to do with everybody thinking that they God's gift to the world and not being shallow. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
what's wrong with being God's gift to the world?
Don't get me wrong. In my mind, you know what I mean? In all my normalness, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a flat stomach. You know what I'm saying? I got love handles. I got some cellulite. I got curves. But in my mind, I think I am the best thing walking on the face of the planet. That's my mind. That's how I feel about myself. That's my confidence. But you have to think, there are so many women out here who just everyday plain Jane. You know what I mean? They get them, they going to work, you know what I'm saying, do a little this and that. But they don't really feel like, it takes a lot to come to that level of confidence. You know what I mean? It's not one of those things that you just wake up one morning and decide, oh, I'm the shit. No, it takes time. You know what I'm saying? It takes
understanding. I get it, especially in this culture. Right, you're right.
Absolutely. But there is such a pressure on all of us, whether it be male or female, for us to kind of be the same thing. Like women, and I feel sorry for men sometimes, because good men often get passed by because they not bored, you know what I'm saying, or they not Idris, or they not, you know what I'm saying, what's his name, Morris Chestnut. I get that, you know what I'm saying. It's just screwed up the way we think as people sometimes. It's just really messed up. Because the thing is that everything that looks good to you ain't good for you. My mama told me that a long time ago, so I have to remember that.
Your mama also told you something about going outside without, oh, my bad.
You know what? Don't start now, Molina. He was about to go there. I'm not doing this with him tonight. Ron, you want punishment.
I'm
you
sorry.
Want punishment.
I'm just saying she told you that.
You want punishment.
No worries.
Wow. Okay. All right now. He just went all the way to the left, but that's okay.
All right. All right, let me ask you this question then. In that scenario, I don't think nobody did anything wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, Latif is supposed to help this man back. That's what, you know I'm saying? That's what people do. You know what I mean? You're supposed
right,
to be
there
when a friend needs you. So she ain't doing nothing wrong. She just got her feelings involved. I mean, that's not wrong. It just is what it is. The other chick, you know what I'm saying? She was like, listen, I see a come up when I see one. You know what I mean? I mean, we have to get in our lane. Maybe she should have had more skills. But if you don't have no skills, what you supposed to offer to get that kind of paper? You know what I'm saying? Her skills was using her body and using her looks and using her, you know what I'm saying, her demureness and things like that. So she used what she had. And then you look at Common, if in this culture, the fact that you make so much money playing ball, obviously your sense of reality is a little skewed. You know what I mean? So he like, I want the best. You know what I'm saying? I want the best is what he thinking. And at the end, he ended up going for Latifah. So he came around. He, you know, he was lost, and he came back around to wisdom. So I don't think nobody did nothing wrong. They just was playing the role they're supposed to play. And you just took it personally. I think you need to just watch the news from now on instead of watching these movies.
You are so petty. You are petty Pendergrass.
I'm just saying, you watching movies and bringing up show topics, we could be talking about anything. Obama and his transgenders.
Okay, so yes, I was watching the movie. So what? Yes. I'm at home all day long. And
that's petty Pendergrass.
Come on while I was working. So push. But the movie just kicks me off from time to time. And I like the end when she, like, she comes up really, but it's like we have to wait for men to see what you're missing before you realize it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
that
goes both ways. I think that goes both ways, Imaz. I think that actually goes both ways because it's the same exact situation when, you know what I'm saying, it's us on the other side. Like, a lot of times, you know I've made mistakes, and I have kind of, like, went with this one because, you know, in my mind, I think, oh, this is all that. And, you know, he looks the part, and he, you know, I think people have a type, and people have a preference. And when a person, like, fits into that little box of what your type is and what your preference is, sometimes you'll overlook, you know what I'm saying, the gross, nasty things about them, whether it be a bad attitude, whether it be the fact that they're lazy, whether it be the fact that they don't know how to speak to you as a woman, whether it be that they are a control freak. Like, you'll overlook that stuff because you're like, oh, but he's 6'3", and he's got a butt in, you know, and he easy on the eyes. You know what I mean? I have made that mistake before. You know what I mean? So for me, it's more like at this point, it's like, okay, I'm not always, it ain't always about what I think is my type. Sometimes I got to be willing to step outside the box and not necessarily go for what I consider my type, because that little 5'8" brother who, you know what I'm saying, is short and he might have a little extra weight and he may not be all athletic and stuff like that, he might be the one that can just take me to the next level. He might be the one that loves me like I'm supposed to be loved. He may be the one who provides like a man should provide. You know what I mean? Every aspect of his life. So I think it's one of those things, it's both, not just men, you know what I'm saying? It's us as women too, you know? And a lot of people are not able to admit, you know what I mean, when they look at and be like, oh, I was just going after that because it was what I thought I needed or it was what I liked. You know what I mean? I have met guys and been like, oh, my God, he's everything. When I look at him, he's got the height requirement, he got the weight requirement, you know what I mean? He got the beard or whatever, the mustache or whatever, the goatee. He got the requirements. He got the ways. But it's like, when you get to talking to him, have you ever had somebody that you look at them and they so beautiful in front of you and then they open their mouth and it's like everything goes to hell? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a cute little dummy.
A cute dummy.
That's
exactly.
That's what I call him, a cute little dummy.
Mm-hmm. Cute and dummy.
I do.
Dumb as a box of rocks.
So dummy, so cute.
Can't tell the seasons from the net.
Mm-hmm.
Know they time table only up to 10. Just saying.
Jesus Christ.
Help him. I can't. That's very true. That is true. I know that I'm a sucker for certain things. Certain things.
Yes, indeed. Me too.
I feel like, you know,
gotta have.
Is required. Like, you need to have a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know.
No, I'm the same.
But I need you to have at least one. You know, you can be a little one.
You just make sure it's on your chest. Make sure it's on your chest.
Right.
On your arm, on your stomach.
Right. So, just something. You've got to have one. But the sweetest, most kindest, most gentlest man I know has none. But I like him. I like him because he's smart. He's very smart. But then on the other hand, I got another one that's real smart and got tattoos from top of his chest to his ankle.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
It's inside more. But just need to get north there. North there. But
yeah,
you can have these things. And he still fit your preference. You know what I mean? Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I can tweak my preference a little bit. Like, oh, you don't have any tattoos? Okay. I have a conversation with you. You're pretty smart. So I like me a whole smart man. I sure do. You can call him a cornball all you want to, but I bet you he can tell you some things. I can listen to him talk all
I like,
day long.
I like corporate thugs.
Corporate thugs.
You put it down in the boardroom, then don't put it down in the bedroom. Corporate thugs.
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Honey.
Have you been drinking? Have you been drinking?
I have.
I'm
don't tell my mama.
Drinking. I'm about to take a sip. I ain't about to tell Miss Sharon. I ain't about to tell her nothing. You just hope and pray your mama ain't listening.
Girl, okay.
Really, Ron? This is gonna lose you.
Did you say you plead the fifth or about to drink a fifth?
I got this bottle of Ciroc, right? That I
mm-hmm.
got from somebody.
What kind?
That somebody bought me for my birthday.
What kind? Red berry or peach or something? What kind?
Oh, she bought me red berry, which I really wanted to try the apple, but she bought me red berry, and I had it mixed with a cran raspberry juice.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. And some just a smidgen of ginger ale. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got me.
It's funny you say ginger because I actually was being very good and healthy and drinking some ginger juice. You know what I'm saying? A nice little ginger tonic from the African restaurant. But then I looked on the bottom of the stand in the kitchen, and I saw the white Hennessy. And I realized that white Hennessy and the ginger juice from the Africans goes together oh so well.
Oh so well.
Yep. I'm with you, Ron. I'm with you.
Oh so well. I mean, that's how you can get the best of both worlds. You can, you know, be healthy and get the Henny. So, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
So, if I misspeak.
Not cranberry cocktail juice. Cranberry juice.
No, not cranberry cocktail juice, no.
It's your prerogative, honey. Your prerogative.
Yeah. But I'm trying to understand this corporate thug situation.
Jeezy.
Okay,
she like Jeezy. She want Jeezy. That's what she want.
I want what?
Jeezy, that
Young Jeezy.
Ain't that the name of his record label? Corporate Thug Entertainment?
No.
I do not know.
In my mind, a corporate thug is this. So he is professional in his day job. He knows what he got to do. He does what he has to do. He walks in there, he's like Victor Newman Ruthless when it comes to like business deals. He don't take no mess, right? He's a beast. But underneath that suit and that dress shirt and that tie, he got some tattoos, you know what I mean? And he got a little bit of thug in it. So, you know, instead of him being a thug and being out on the street, he's going to come home and he's going to be a thug. He's going to put it down like a thug will. You know what I mean? He's just, he gangster. He gangster in the boardroom, and he gangster in the bedroom.
That's
and
called
know how
a
to treat
punk.
Somebody.
If he can only
what?
Be a thug in the house, but he can't be a thug in the street, that's called a punk. I don't know what
no,
you
it's
think
not.
That's
oh my
called.
God, I can't
see
you. Oh
that's
God,
called a
punk.
A punk. That's what that's called.
Because,
what?
No, that means
he can only be a thug
says,
in the house.
I'm not saying be a thug in the house. I'm saying he embodies all of that thug energy that comes from these, you know what I'm saying, these boys out here that's doing what they doing, and he puts it down.
Yeah, but let that man be a man and do that outside too. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Let him do it in public so everybody can see that side you see.
No, but what I'm saying is there's a time and a place for everything. Like for
yes,
a
ma'am.
Woman. A woman can be a freak, right? But you want a lady in the street. You want her to be able to function. You don't want her to be able to, you know, you want to take her to dinner parties and do all this stuff. You don't want her to act a fool. You know what I'm saying? Acting like Sharkeesha and Bonefisha. You don't want her to
you
like
right,
that.
You
so,
right. But to see your lady punch a bitch in the face because she got out of place is sexy.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't punching bitches in the face every day. She pick and choose
right,
her
okay.
back. That's all I'm
okay.
saying. It's controlled. It's controlled thugging. You feel me? Control thugging.
I got
it's
you.
Like,
control
okay,
thugging.
He,
I like that.
Control thugging. He's doing what he had to do in the boardroom. He had a rough day, but instead of him coming home and just acting a fool and wanting to act a fool with you and cussing you out and calling you out of your name and being just ignorant, what he does is he goes in the bedroom, he takes out those frustrations on you. So you might be his, you know, he might call you a little bitch in the bedroom, and that's what he's supposed to do. And then we move on. He gets up tomorrow, goes to work, does what he has to do, and is right back at it. That's all I'm saying. Controlled thugging. That's a corporate thug to me. That's sexy as hell. So that's my
that sounds like the man in the suit to me. Mm.
That's
what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. He just got a new name. He got a corporate thug.
My man.
Corporate thug.
Yeah, that's your man. See, she call him man in the suit. I call him the corporate thug.
Oh,
no, he's a real person. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a real person. He lives and he walks daily, honey. But anyway, we shall not talk about that.
Control thugging.
As I sit on my Ciroc in Grindr.
Okay. Wait a minute, I done lost my question. Okay. So, when was the last time that a chick that someone would consider eye candy? And what was that response? How did that go down? I guess nobody has done that lately.
I guess they haven't.
Huh? I didn't hear the question because my phone, I'm hearing everything else but your question. What did you say?
How do you hear everything but my question? Because
it's something, I don't know. I hear something in the background. Anyway, what was?
I was trying to open up my color pencils.
Okay. So what was the question?
When was the last time you approached a chick who would be considered somewhat of eye candy? And what was that response like?
Hold on. When's the last time you approached somebody and it was what?
The eye chick type chick. I mean, the eye candy
the
type
candy.
Chick. I mean, the eye chick. Yeah, the eye candy.
Okay.
How'd it go?
The last time I approached a dying piece, shoot, it's been a minute, man.
You gave her a new name. You just said dying piece. Wowzers. That means she worth a dime?
I mean, you know, dime piece, the sexy squad, whatever you want to call it. You know how y'all youngins do today. But anyway.
Okay, well.
The last
I
one I tried to holler at. Oh, Jay, you remember when we was at the Dougie Fresh joint, right?
Okay, yeah.
For your birthday. Okay, when you were sitting in the chair, see, I hate when females do this shit because it really irks my damn nerves. If you're staring at me and we got eye contact and you're giving me all the good vibes and then I come over there, you know what I'm saying, I approach you or whatever and ask you if you want to dance or, you know what I'm saying, try to carry on a conversation and you hit me with the, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, okay. Don't hit me with the beatbox and don't stare at me if you're not about that life. Just get it going. But anyway, I approached the girl or whatever and I asked her, you know what I'm saying, what's her name, you know what I'm saying, would she like a drink or whatever. I actually buy her a drink. This chick, she said, I was just over here just looking at you. I was just checking you out. I was like, okay, would you like what you see? She's like, yeah, I like what I see. So she said she liked what she see. So I'm like, okay, if you like what you see, just go on upstairs and talk. You know what I'm saying? So we can actually hear each other because the music was so loud downstairs. This chick said, nah, I'm good.
Okay.
She said, nah, I'm good. And I'm like, she said, you were checking me out. And I approached you, and I didn't come at you sideways or nothing. And then you're going to hit me with, nah, I'm good. But this the catcher. At the end of the dang old night, party jumping, best friend goes, she walks out, and I'm coming out behind her, but I was talking to my homeboy. I turn around and look, she's in this other dude's face. This dude, look tall. But he had like two missing teeth in the front. And she gave him
Did he have some money in his pocket or something?
Man, I don't know what this dude have. I'm just sitting there looking like, what
the hell? It ain't a hard thing to tell what it was. She just was looking for something. And listen, it's happened to me before. Right? Sometimes as men, we say dumb shit out of our mouth. You know what I mean? I don't know about you, but I done talk myself out the pussy more than once. So I'm sure, you know what I'm saying? It happens sometimes, bro. You know what I'm saying? She looked at you. She thought she was ABC. You got up there. You was AB and summer C. She was like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? It happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? What you're supposed to do now is go find her friend and put the dick in her. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's the Hennessy talking.
Don't listen to me.
She was there. I didn't even know she was there with anybody.
Fine.
She was just standing there by herself. And like, I was like, okay, so I'm trying to holler at her. Then she eyeballed him, you know what I'm saying? Go for what you know. And then I told her, she had this tall dude's face, and he missed two teeth or whatnot. And I'm like, what the hell?
But he was giving her that vibe that she wanted. He was giving it to her. Like, he probably had some paper in his pocket.
Not missing no teeth. My four dudes that tried to holler at that chick tonight, man, and look who she talked to. I said, I know, because I was one of the four.
Oh, shit, I wouldn't have admitted that. I'm like, where them four at? Them four stupid. I wouldn't have fucked with her. I kept down on the low. You shouldn't even admitted that shit.
That shit, and then, like, I'm going to tell you something that irks my nerves about women, the ones that look. Why do y'all wait? Well, I ain't going to say y'all. Why do some of them wait until you get into a relationship and then they want to try to holler? I did have a crush on you, but then you got to look
better. Because it's more attainable when you want it more when somebody else got it.
It's the same reason when one of your ex girls be like, yeah, I got a man, you be like, so? Well, not you singular, you plural is what I'm saying. Not you, know what I'm saying, in particular. But you know, come on, we do it too. She got a man. What your man got to do with me? You know the song. Come on.
Does he make it? That's why the decoy ring and that whole I have a boyfriend thing don't work no more.
Like,
exactly.
Oh, does he make you happy? Like, the fuck?
Exactly.
He will beat you up. And my imaginary boyfriend will come down from upstairs, and you will whoop your ass. You understand that?
The imaginary boyfriend.
My imaginary boyfriend. Because there's been plenty of times I'm like, no, whatever. But then I stopped doing it. I was like, you know what? They don't care no way. So they're going to disrespect my imaginary boyfriend. So I'm going to be like, I'm just not interested. Or if I'm in the club and I'm not necessarily with a dude, but me and him are conversing and dancing and whatnot, there's always going to be a hater in the background. It's like, why he with her? Or why she talking to him? Because I know him and I don't like strange shit. That's why. I don't like strange. I'm sorry. I've had that before. I know what that's like. No, I'm going on here. Or I'm going home alone. Point blank period. Or you get that one dude that, first of all, I really am not going to go to the club with my spouse. I'm just not going to really do it. I don't know yet about all that. But when you see that person that you know ain't shit, and you know if you walk up behind him when she ain't looking and make him look at you, he going to text your phone. Yeah, them niggas ain't shit. I'm sorry. Make my insides turn often. Because that's what happened last time, best friend. I told you that dummy was in there. And no sooner than I hit that door to get in my car. Why are you texting me? Why? Did you bring Frumpet with you tonight? You brought Frumpet with you. With that gun in her head and her back of her hair falling
down.
Her hair ain't long. No, she got eyebrows. She got eyebrows. But you ever see that person? Y'all, excuse me for a second because I'm about to be titty. So, y'all know when somebody have a bun up in their head or whatever, and them three little, that whole row of hair be falling down in the back, meaning that it ain't long enough to fit up into the bun. So it
and she
out.
Didn't use the right kind of gel to sculpt that stuff up so it wouldn't come down, and she didn't tie her scarf around it.
You brought Frumpy with you. Should have left her Frumpy ass at home. Then talking about, sorry, I missed the birthday dress. I know you got all that ass in that dress.
I mean,
so
can y'all please speak?
Ronald McDonald,
can y'all please speak, Northern?
Say what?
Y'all sound real Southern right now. Can you speak Northern for me a little bit?
Say what?
Y'all saying all kind of birds in it. I thought you said a bird in the hand at first. And I was like, bird in the hand? These two in the bush? What the fuck is she saying? Like, I couldn't
get
you.
I can't deal with you.
A bird in her hand.
Right. I got that after 5 minutes. I was like, oh, shit, no, she didn't say that. My bad. I'm sorry. It's the Hennessy.
Ron, you know I'm country. Why?
I was like, a bird in the hand. That's because he wanted y'all two in her bush. Oh, my bad. I
can't
that.
Deal with Ron right now. You know what? He went all the way to a whole nother ABC episode special. I can't deal right now.
I bet you if Shaquille was here, he co-signed what I said.
But you know, you brought her with you. That's who she is, and you brought her. Don't try to be like, well, how about you come see me? And it's, no, you married her. But now you're realizing, oh, I married the frump. She was a frump when you were dating her. You just chose to ignore it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's things about people that just piss me off. Like, don't get married if you feel like you won't continue to cheat. What you getting married for? You should just have your two girlfriends. They might have been okay with you. That's the type of life we're on, like. They might have been okay.
See, that's that bullshit. Why you got to throw that stone at me?
That's stone.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
I'm
gonna tell you like this. My future wife is gonna be that shit. Is that shit? How about that? Let me say this.
Oh, okay.
One thing. You can't marry Frump. That's your chump. That's what you say. You can chump.
Frump.
Frumpy women. All right, whatever the ump is. Dump, chump, trump, I don't know. One of them. Now, you can be in relationships with them. You can have children with them, unfortunately. But you can't marry them kind of women. Or maybe
what
it's
type
just me,
of
I don't
women
know.
Do you feel that can be married, Ron?
You said you can't marry a frumpy woman, or but you can have children with her? Like, what's the difference?
I mean, you hit that wrong
to have kids.
Sometimes we slip up, you know what I'm saying? And it be feeling real good.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And you be like, damn, son, I shouldn't have did that. But to actually get a ring and go, you know what I'm saying, do your ceremonies, that's a proactive thing. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess sex is proactive too, but you can slip up and, you know what I'm saying? The only way you slip up into a marriage is if they need their green card. That's the only way you slip up into a marriage.
Hell no. But you're going to get some payout for that, right? You're going to get an extra, you know, a couple of thousand, right, for marriage.
Exactly. Well, that's how the Africans up here do it. I don't know about down there. But
I don't know nothing about that life. I've heard about it, but I don't know nothing about it firsthand. But I heard about it.
I'm saying if we talk offline, I could maybe Don King some shit and only get 10%.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm cool.
But they don't want
to
be imaginary.
I don't want, no.
It could be your real husband, and instead of jumping out the window, he could throw a spear.
Shut up, Ron.
I'm stupid.
I can't deal with him right now. I've lost all train of thought right now.
It's the Hennessy. It's the Hennessy. Oh.
Okay, I'm blaming on that white Hennessy, honey.
But in, continue what you were saying.
I'm not saying nothing. I ain't got nothing to say.
Dear God, be a saint around us. Because Ron is special.
The oven was like...
I just... Like, I'm going to say this. I don't approach men. I don't do it. I don't approach them. I can be like, oh, he's cute. I like looking at him, but I will never walk up to him and be like, oh, hey, what's your name? Let me get your number. I'm not that person at all. My best friend will tell you, I ain't about to say nothing. I'm just going to look at him. He's going to be like, he better walk up to me and say something to me because I ain't about to walk over there. He literally had to pull me and start dancing with somebody. Like, why would you do this? Why would you do that? I know I want to put my butt on him, but why would you do this?
So then, if you got that feeling, you know what I'm saying, that intestinal feeling, that little fluttery feeling that this was the man of your dreams. And every indication you see, he came up with a nice car. He helped the old lady across the street. Some chicks you obviously didn't know, he held the door open for them. You know what I'm saying? He tipped the bartender well. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even dancing. He in the corner doing his two-step. You know what I'm saying? All the possibly good signs that you could see in that kind of environment.
He
and you see he was by himself.
I think.
I'm saying, he ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying, dab and all that, but, you know, it is what it is. So, you see him, nothing in you would say, you know what, let me go after what I want. You go to show, accept what nigga come up to you.
Well, I'm just not that.
Yes, huh?
You know what, I have a fear of rejection. Like, real life, I do.
I get it.
And so...
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It really is. Pimp, whether you're a man or female.
I don't say nothing. I gotta see the eye contact. But if I get eye contact and then I come over there and I approach you, and then you gonna hit me like you talking about something. Nah, I'm good. Okay. Now let me catch you dancing. I might try tripping.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's a part of me that's a punk too. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But I look at it this way. All right, you standing right here across the room. You're looking at this female, okay? if you say nothing to her, you'll never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
so
that's
off back. Wait, hold on. So off back, the only thing you have is nothing because you don't know her. Now, if you go over there, you can either get to know her or not get to know her. Either way, you can't get no worse than what you was when you was all the way across the room. So you lose nothing.
True.
You're in the same position. I ain't know her.
Mm-hmm.
Or him.
Well,
and, you know, it's a numbers game. So if five of them turn you down, one of them go say yes. You know what I mean? Six of them turn you down, one go say yes. Seven of them. And, I mean, I'm not in the numbers game like that to be turned down by a whole bunch of people. I don't think none of us are, but... You know, so what? So what?
Aaron's not, Daddy.
And that's my PSA for the evening.
Okay, Ron. All right. He said it. He said something today.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, on this Friday, he said something. I don't know. I get nervous. I don't like being nervous. I don't like being confused. I don't like being rejected. So, therefore, I just kind of stay in my own little world, dance to whatever. Now, if somebody walks up to me and start dancing with me and the song just does not call for two people dancing together, then you're going to have to back up. You have to wait.
You gonna do that to one of them crazy people, and he gonna choke your ass from behind. You better dance with me, woman.
Oh no, not
oh.
The,
no,
actually,
yeah,
not the raggedy, not the raggedy. Choke me from me.
Say
what,
Dre?
Say what, Dre?
You are known for attracting Looney Tunes.
See?
Uh oh. It's that booty she got. Boom, 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 boom.
Boy, So y'all haven't heard the story about the music club and the little dude was talking to her, trying to dance with her. This is where her pettiness kicks in. This is where she told one dude, he got to be this tall to ride this ride. He was a little short dude, he was probably eye contact with her, but she told him, nobody got time for that when you already short.
Might need
but the thing is, the dude didn't even get to say nothing. He just walked up to her, he's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, he got to be this tall to ride this ride. And then,
like the signs at the amusement park. You got to be.
And then the dude walks off. The dude walks off, and then out of the blue, this other dude comes over there, and it's like when he started talking, the music stopped, and you can hear everything crystal clear, like he was just loud. This dude told her, and I quote, he said, you look like you take it in the ass on the first time. Like,
oh, right.
That's awesome. She couldn't do nothing but laugh. It was like the music stopped, and all you heard was him say, you look like you take it in the ass on the first night. I was like, oh,
oh my lord!
She gets mad at me. Talk about why didn't I save her? I was too busy laughing because I thought that was like the dumbest thing of all time. Like, that dude, he didn't give a damn. He went, but he was like, you know what? But you look like you take it in the ass first night. I was like, damn.
That is borderline hilarious.
Man, yo,
that's like,
how do you
recover from that? I probably would have went completely off.
Man,
I would have been windmilling on that ass.
That
he would have got like the old
whole
spike.
Night, that whole night, best friend was on fire. I was like, every dude, every drunk dude, ratchet dude, old dude in America tried to hit on her, and they were coming with the corniest tone. Come on, line.
Not in America.
Wait.
Does that mean that they all thought that she? I'm not even going to ask that question.
I'm saying in America, though.
It was about ten dudes that was trying it. They were going for broke in that pool. So I was like, I kept looking at her like, damn, this is fire.
tonight. You know, I can't even remember what I had on. It's a toss-up between that, was it that leather, was that leather-looking thing that I had on, or like a black?
I got the pictures. It's on my phone. But that shit, like every dude that was in there that night was trying to hit on her just about. And they was coming with the corniest shit ever. And it was so damn funny. I was like, oh my God. Like, what the hell is going on?
You know what?
That's the same night the girl that was feeling like, that's the same night that the girl was feeling like Wild Onions kept trying to dance with me and I kept running.
Ew, was her coop smell like that?
No,
man,
her arms was just so rotten,
man. I don't know what the hell was going on. I don't know if it was, like, extra hot in the club or what.
She didn't nair that underarm hair from up under there and put her baby towel up under there.
She felt like some onions on the side of the road.
That's bad. No woman should ever smell like that. She kept on trying to dance with me,
and I'm too busy running around laughing at
that friend. I know how to do it. But her funky ass knew she was smelling like that. You can't smell like that and then not know you don't smell like that because you smell yourself before the next person smells you. Nasty cunt.
And then, hey, Ron, I got a couple around, yo.
I know, I got real with that.
Check this out. Me, best friend, this other chick, right, we're together hanging out. This one dude approached her. He approached our other friend and was like, because she was in her phone and shit. She said, who you texting? It ain't me.
And from this point on, every time she be in her phone, we be like, who you texting?
Yep. Every time she pull out her phone, who you texting? And she just started laughing like hell. That was crazy.
Those
pickup lines are so lame. I can't. Who you texting? They need. I can't deal with people like
that. But the funny part is,
these dudes be so serious with it, though. Like, they don't give a damn. Yeah. They just be serious with it.
In their mind, this is what you have to understand. I have realized that there are some people, women and men, who have this delusional sense of reality. And they think that the earth will move just because they walk in the room. Like, I am okay with people having confidence. Please have confidence. Because I have confidence. When I walk in the room, I feel like I'm the baddest thing walking. And that's because I have to, that's my personal confidence level. You know what I mean? But these people are, I'm not delusional with my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I know that I can't get everything walking up in there. You know what I mean? But some people absolutely think that they are just God's gift to women and God's gift to men. And they feel like, okay, I'm stepping on the scene right now, so I got this. They all going to be flocking to me. And it's just like, us other people are sitting back like, that's a little bit too much. I'm going to need you to sit down somewhere because everybody don't want you. You and those little lines you're giving me, oh, my God. The worst line I ever heard was, I kid you not. And it's ridiculous. I was at the gas station, and this dude says, you got a man? I'm like, yeah. At the time I wasn't single. He goes, man, I know he happy because I know he be hitting that real good every night. I'm just looking at him like, you got to be kidding me. Is that supposed to be attractive to me? Like, that don't turn me on. That makes me want to vomit, like, in my mouth, like, three times. Like, why are you some random nigga at the gas station when I'm pumping my gas? You should be trying to pump my gas instead of just talking about my ass and if my man is hit. Like, really? Like, no. But that's that delusional sense of reality that people have. Somebody has made them feel like they are the best thing walking on the face of the planet. They are the best thing since government cheese and sliced bread, and therefore they feel like they got to bring that about. Sit down, have two seats, and get you some business.
Girl, I can't even, some of the stuff I can't even remember half of the people say to me.
But you know what, too? I would also say don't put too much into it because men, as I said earlier, we say dumb shit sometimes. You know? So, like, I could see him being like, you got a man, and hoping with everything you said no. So he knew the next line would happen after no. But when yes came, he's like, oh, shit, what I say next? Well, your man must be real. Shut up, stupid. You know what I mean? He didn't know what to say. So it could have been just as simple as that. He didn't expect that no to, that yes to come. So he didn't know what to say. But he, when no come, he'd have been like, oh, so let me pump that feet. You know what I'm saying? He'd have said something slick or some dumb shit. But, you know, don't put too much weight in it. Sometimes us men, we just say dumb shit for no reason. Or, you know, because it worked once before. Like, you know, listen, I just said some.
So,
right,
so you
boom.
So
all right.
We're going to take that right now.
All right.
We're going to take that right now. And you feel like this little person who walked up to me and said that he feel like I take it in the butt on the first night, that works on somebody else?
No. That shit right there. Listen, I'm guaranteeing you, I'm putting $1,000 on it right now that somebody said that to somebody and that shit made them laugh and they got with that chick that night. I'm guaranteeing you, one of his friends did that, or his uncle did that shit, and he was there. See, so he was like, you know what? I'm gonna try that shit Larry did. You know what I'm saying? It worked for Larry.
It worked for Uncle Ray Ray. He be pulling the
it
head
worked for,
at the after hours.
You see what I'm saying? But Uncle Ray Ray had that charisma. You know what I mean? And he was talking to Flora Dean, his third baby mama. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get it. In that instance, it worked. But it ain't gonna work for you, little homie. And then the fact that the music stopped at that point and everybody heard it and everybody made a mental note that from the rest of the night we go try to go.
He thought he was about to get it from the back.
Every time he in the club now, here come best friend talking about some, your homeboy here, I'm punching you in your face.
Oh, Lord.
How about that? Spell that out.
Every time I would see him after he said that, I would probably, like, trip his little ass, you little Mike Epps, little Cat Williams-looking elf. I would just trip.
Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God.
Don't get me wrong. That was very disrespectful. Yeah, that was very disrespectful.
That was disrespectful. And why do you think
yeah,
that
I
every
mean,
woman
it was
disrespectful,
but that shit was hilarious, too, though.
Right. Both of those two can be, right. Yeah, it was both of them.
I turned around because he
came up behind me. He wasn't like, no, first he came up behind me, and I turned around, and he said it, like, directly to my face. And he was trying to say it, like, on a whispering, in a whisper or whatnot, and he can't whisper. So I'm like, you just said what?
Did he put the Barry White voice on when he said it?
He said what?
Did he say, baby?
No, it wasn't like that. He was like, he didn't even say baby at all. He just came straight in with
me. And I was like, what? You get out of here. Cram. Like, this ain't what you want. And see, per other people who like to be like, man, you better not holler at her. That ain't what you want. He be trying to save people's lives. He's going to be out here just trying to save people. I'm like, just let them get into all this type of trouble that they want to get into, and then let it be.
I would probably fight. I probably want to try to fight that little midget.
I'd be too cute to be wanting to fight, honey.
I ain't gonna fight nothing.
Oh, but you want the best friend to fight, though? Ain't that some shit?
Say what?
You ain't gonna fight, but you want the best friend to fight.
I know when I get a couple of drinks in me, like I get like superhuman, like Wonder Woman / Batwoman strength, and
oh,
so
damn.
Like I get bout it. So I'm like, what you say to me? And then I would go in on somebody. So that's not a good way to be, but it's just like, I have an issue with people being disrespectful, because my thing is, you don't have to be disrespectful. You can come to me and be respectful when you talk to me. You know what I mean? If you come to me sideways, then that's just going to put me in a whole nother mood, and I'm going to come back at you sideways.
I don't start trouble, don't get me wrong, I don't start trouble, you know what I'm saying, because especially with females, I don't bother nobody.
But if somebody comes to me sideways, I have a really hard time just kind of dismissing it, because I'm thinking, I'm minding my own business. I'm over here doing my thing. Why do you feel that it's okay for you to come at me sideways? So if you snap at me, I'm going to clap back at you. And you may not necessarily like what I say, but I'm just going to tell you. You know, and the best thing for you to do would be get out of my face, because I just have a, I have a really hard time with people being disrespectful.
I don't do all that. People crazy these days. People go to their car and go to their trunk. I don't have time. Nope.
Yeah, I guess that's why I don't go to the club. I gave it up a long time ago.
I try not to be rude with people. I just laugh it off and just walk away, because at the end of the day, you're not going to take me away because I'm some bullshit. You're just not going to do it. So I laugh.
Oh, yeah. Let me get this. I'm not gangster. Let me make this because I did just make myself sound like I was a little thug. I'm not gangster. I'm not a thug, you know. But it's kind of hard for me sometimes to bridle my tongue when it comes to people coming sideways, because I feel like when I am in a situation, and me, I just feel like men should be respectful. Like, you don't have to be disrespectful when you come into a female. You know what I'm saying? And it, and I've had issues where, if I deny this person, like, I'm cool, I don't want to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I appreciate it, you know, that you're, you know, flattered by me or whatever you want to call yourself being. However, I choose. I'm just not interested. That's just not my thing. You know, it's, I thank you so much for your compliment. So then they want to pop off and try to ask the food. Well, you think you all that? No, I don't think I'm all that. I'm just telling you that you're not my preference. And why am I going to waste your time? Would you want me to waste your time? I can take your number and waste your time. I'm not going to do that. That's the best thing to do, because I don't want nobody wasting my time. Like, if you don't want to be bothered, tell me y'all won't be down. You don't want to be bothered, and I'm just not it. And that's okay, because I'm not going to feel no kind of way about you, you know what I'm saying, denying me, but I don't really step out there like that, you know, because I do have issues, you know. I feel some kind of way. Kind of like, what did I do wrong? Did I say the wrong thing? This, that, and the other. But my thing is, don't come for me unless you want me to come back to you. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, that's my thing.
The thug hour has concluded.
I say deal. Never that.
And I'm just saying, you're like, oh,
you're like the thug hour. I can't.
When we got to fight a bitch about her eyebrows, you coming. You coming.
I don't need you to be out looking here like that, because you need to fix them eyebrows. Are you trying to talk crazy? Fix them eyebrows and fix some edges. You need a little eyeliner, you need some pencil, and I help you draw them in. Like, I help you draw your baby hair. I can help you watch a YouTube tutorial. Get that shit right. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, thank you. Ron.
I don't always be petty to Bell, but when I do, I be petty to Bell to the full. Superstar, honey.
Jesus Christ.
I hear that hot shit. See, that's the dude that all right, I was having a conversation the other day. You know the difference between men and women? See, women, when y'all talk, y'all don't have no rules. Y'all just say whatever y'all want to say. And the reason y'all say whatever y'all want to say is because y'all very rarely take it to that next physical level. Now with men, if we say certain shit, I know I got to throw my hands up. I know if I say certain shit, you know what I'm saying? I know I got to see how many people he got with him. I know if I say certain shit, I know I got to see how close he is to his vehicle. I know if I say certain shit, I got to know what neighborhood I'm. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's cognizant to a man. You know what I'm saying? So with women, y'all, blah, 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 and your mama, blah, 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 and your son, and you ain't never been no, whoa, whoa, whoa. If I call this man mama out, he may feel a way and swing at me. He ain't going to swing at you necessarily. I mean, sometimes they will, you know what I'm saying? But that man, so I say all I have to say, that as men, we don't say certain shit in combat or in, you know what I'm saying, in public places, you know what I'm saying, in certain tones, unless we're willing to go that extra step. Women will say whatever and they ain't willing to go that extra step, which is some bullshit. Just, y'all need to stop saying. Y'all talk too goddamn much.
That's
and I'm
like,
shut up.
I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes
that dude part of me, because I don't do all that talking. I'm not about to do all that. I'm not about to do all that with you. That's why I say you said too much in that conversation. Just way too much. I ain't about to say nothing. None of that.
I ain't about to say
my mouth is like I don't get mad easily. Like it takes me kind of a minute to get to that point where my temper explodes, but I have a really hard time. Once I'm there, when I'm at 10, it's like I'm just gunning. My mouth is just going. And it's just not because that's all I have, because if I say something, I'm gonna back it up. But I don't wanna keep myself in that position where I'm going to have to back it up. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff just you don't say. You know what I mean? Because you're going to get a rise. You know, I will let you say whatever you need to say, and then it gets to that point where I will try to walk away, and I'll try to diffuse the situation because obviously we're having an issue with being able to communicate, and you got a problem with something and this, that, and the other. So I'll move on. But if you keep yapping, then I got to come for you because you came for me. I'm going to bring it back. I mean, like, don't, not that's my thing. It's like this. Don't come for me if you don't want me coming back for you. When I come back for you, I don't know how to cut that shit off. I will have you crying. I will have you tucked with your tail tucked between your legs. I will have kids in the next generation that ain't even born and thought about yet crying and remember the stuff that
Jesus
I said to you. Because my
mom. This that bullshit right here. This that bullshit right here. This is what I'm talking about. This that bullshit. All right. In my head, after I fucking died laughing, but I said to myself, I said, well, what is this something real quick that, like, if a woman say to a dude and then a dude say to a dude, right? So you, imagine, I'm assuming y'all in a small town, so y'all know each other. You said you've seen a dude a couple of times afterwards. So imagine a female say, yeah, your little nappy-head kids, right? As a man, you hear that from a chick, you know what I'm saying? You ain't saying nothing. Now, as a man, I said, these goddamn dogs barking. Get the fuck out of here.
Lay
the shit out of me. I almost cheated on myself. Y'all heard them dogs barking just now?
Who is this? Your neighbor?
I scared the shit out of me. I went for a quick walk. So I take y'all with me. And I walked past these dogs, and they barked, and I ain't see they black as midnight in the damn yard. Scared the shit out of me. I swear, I forgot what I was talking about. What I was talking about? Them dogs scared the shit out of me.
She's about to die.
Oh, yeah. So as a dude, I say you'll never do. No, listen, I ain't no person. The dogs, I'm kind of scared. I'm a bitch when it comes to dogs. I don't talk with dogs.
I don't either. They scare me. Mm-mm, I'm cool. I'm running.
Yeah, shit. My mama got bit by a dog and I got scared.
Dang, yeah. Lord.
I don't fuck with dogs.
Dogs are vicious. They just vicious. They don't care. They don't care.
Shit,
who
I shoot dogs. That's what
little,
I do to dogs.
You can be little, you can be big. If they coming for you, they coming for you and they do not stop. I'm cool on dogs.
Yeah, I got a cat.
You got a cat, Karen?
No, yes, I have a cat. What's wrong with a cat?
It
kills mice. You know what I'm saying? It got a fucking job. As long as I don't got no mice nowhere, you can live.
Okay,
I'm good
I get
that.
But don't you feel kind of, don't it look at you kind of sneaky and stuff?
Nah, not at all. It's a boy cat.
Cats, maybe that's why, because it's not a girl cat. I got a rabbit. I'm cool. I'll just keep my little rabbit because she's cool.
You mean one of the electronic ones that come in the cage? Oh, my bad. Not that
no,
kind of rabbit.
No, damn it. Not that rabbit. I wouldn't talk about that right now. I got a little bitty Havana bunny. She's a baby. Her name is Maya. Don't
Maya?
She's Maya.
That's
Maya
my fucking
Lennon.
Daughter name. How you gonna name your goddamn rabbit after my daughter? What the fuck are you trying to say?
I did not dare, Lord. I don't even know
about my daughter.
Juan, I didn't even know you took the day. So I did not know your daughter name was Maya, but I'm sorry you feel some kind of way because I named my rabbit Maya. Because my other rabbit's name is Bella. So I just, they both have
Bubba?
Bella and the Maya. Bella.
Bella? That's my mother's name.
Yeah, it's. Oh, shit. I can't win for losing with your.
Good on this phone.
It's the Hennessy.
What in the.
Maya's cute. She's cute, so, you know, and she's little, and she's a little hippity hop, but, yeah, I'll stick to my rabbits because these damn animals, I can't do cats because they're sneaky, and I feel like they're going to take my life in my sleep. I just feel some kind of way about them. Me and cats,
you're so silly.
We don't do well. I'm just saying,
I don't
feel like they're going to take my life away from them. I want a little dog, but... He has to be so small I can put him in like a little bag or something. I want a teacup. I want a big woof woof dog. Sit your little ass down somewhere. Mm-mm, ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, if I walk around with a little teacup dog, I might as well just get a husband.
Man,
you know what?
There is so many dudes be doing that shit downtown, trying to impress girls, man.
They trying to get the ladies.
And I like this one dude I seen, man. I swear to God, he could have been a stunt double for the Incredible Hulk. This dude, I'm like, okay, he had the collar and the chain in his hand. I was like, oh no, he probably got a big ass dog. I'm bracing myself just in case the dog run on top of me or whatever. I just knew it was a pit bull or a Rottweiler. This damn ankle biter come around the corner, sound like Dino from the damn Flintstones. Like, what the hell? Yeah, one of them little $500 Yorkies. I'm like, dude, that better be your girl's dog. Like, no, man, my dog. Bruh.
They just get.
You're
they just
me.
Have those little dogs so they can. They just get those little dogs so they can get women.
That's it. And I'm like, you serious? You paying that much money for a damn mutt that damn small? You can damn near step
mm-hmm.
on.
Because they gonna go to the. Because they're going to go to the dog park and meet somebody so they can get some booty. That's all that's about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trust me.
But I can't front, though, because I used to do it with my niece and my nephew when they were born.
Oh, damn.
I sure did. I used to go to the mall and sport. Like, and it worked. Is that your son? No, it's my little nephew, you know, take my little nephew out. Oh, you're such a good uncle. Yeah, girl, you know how I do. He's dead in your life.
I ain't gonna lie. I took my daughter on the cruise, and I swear for God, it was more people looking at, well, more women looking at. Oh, that's you and your daughter. Oh, that's so cute.
Mad yeah. numbers, mad numbers.
What the fuck? I don't want no numbers. I'm stupid. My bad. No, I'm just saying. It was beautiful. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
My bad, Hennessy.
Oh my God.
I'm saying you make sure baby swim all day. You go to the pool all day. You get nice and tired, baby. Go to sleep by 10:30. My bad. Did I say that out loud?
Really, Ron? So now I need to know the story about your cruises. We'll talk offline. It's fine. I need to understand. So
huh? What happened? My phone's about to die.
You were lying. You were lying.
No, for real. No, for real.
I'm
on like 3%.
Look, we have a standing meeting every Wednesday night. Don't you act like this. Don't act like I don't know where you be. I don't know where your workplace is.
I'm just saying.
Don't act like I don't
so
know
I did,
your
I mean,
people.
I ain't never took no niece. I ain't never took no niece nothing to the mall, but I know what you're talking about. Well, me and my yeah, that was very interesting. Very. And no, I didn't want no numbers, homie. I ain't calling you. Live in Nebraska. I ain't calling you.
Not in Nebraska.
Get your room.
Not in Nebraska.
Get your room number.
You can't come to my room.
Party over there.
Oh, Lord.
a hot mess. Hot mess, I tell you.
Yes, honey. Hot mess, hot mess.
We done gone from eye candy to trapping people with kids and dogs and whatnot. I ain't never in my life.
Yeah, because it works, but
I don't know. I'm going to do those things. The struggle, honey. The struggle, struggle, the struggle.
Mm-mm. I ain't got to do none of that. I just got to show up and be cute.
That's right. Show up and be cute. Work, 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 work. It's work, honey. Work. That's how you do it.
Like, I don't know, one time, like, it's so funny to sit around and listen to guys talk, especially when, like, you the only female and they be staring at these kids. They be like, oh, yeah, look at her. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that ass on her or whatever. And they look at me like, who are you to talk about anybody's ass? But anyway, I'm just saying, don't look at me. Look at her.
Girl,
that's happened before, too. I be in the conversation and they don't even realize I'm in it.
That roller coaster ride you got back there, Lord, mercy.
Wait a minute now. Listen, my butt ain't even that big.
Girl, yes, it is, honey. That butt is. Hey, how you doing?
I don't have a big butt. Whatever.
You do have a big butt.
No, I don't.
You got a big butt.
But, girl, wait till this 100 days is done. I'm doing my squats. You got to be hard.
Girl,
I'm going to
get me started on them squats, honey.
I'm going to be working to do it.
I've been doing water aerobics. Squats and stuff, because it's easier for me to do on my ankle. Like, it doesn't hurt as bad. But, honey, I'm telling you, it's about to be over. And I'm like, yeah, y'all bitches pay for this. Y'all pay for y'all's, but I ain't pay for that. All natural, grade A, Midwestern bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mama. Really? This gal. That's rude. But my butt ain't that big. I don't have a big butt.
Girl,
I don't have nothing.
Shut up. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
That's
right.
Just lights. That's lights and camera, honey. That's some mirrors and some smoke.
Or you, whatever. I believe it. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's
I'm talking about one sister with a big butt to another sister with a big butt. You can't have when it's real, honey. You don't even have to push it out. It's just easy.
I just need the world to understand. World, please understand that my butt is not that big.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say. Whatever you say, I'll just let you keep going on about that. But yeah. I'm trying to preach into the choir right now because that buddy is big.
You
wasn't talking about
the congregation. Now let the church say.
I can't be in the big club by myself.
Yep, by yourself.
Yeah.
I can't post a picture on Facebook without my sister. I have a real sidebar that ain't got nothing to do with nothing that we're talking about. Why is it every time this one particular person on my Facebook page, her shirt ain't never earned, like nothing ain't never earned, like her dress ain't earned, her jeans ain't earned, like.
Cause she thinks she living in the humidity in the deep south. She thinks that stuff's gonna just. Them wrinkles gonna fall out with the humidity. And my thing is, if you don't want to iron your shit, you need to put it in a dryer and put it on wrinkle reduced. At least make it look halfway decent. Like you kind of try to iron it. Some people just don't want to iron. They just don't want that.
Well,
yeah, you need to iron.
Every time she posts a picture, shirt just dirty wrinkle.
Oh, my God. In her mind, it probably ain't wrinkled. Maybe she can't see straight. She just thinks it's not wrinkled. She thinks it's just the way it's supposed to be. I just want to know why people still walking around with these 1989 pleats. Like, I don't need you to starch your jeans to the point where they stand up. Like, do people still starch jeans like that? I got issues.
Yes,
I be seeing people.
Old people.
Oh, Lord. I'm like, please stop.
You know what? I hear you. What the hell with you? Because I was wearing jeans the other day, and I don't know what I was thinking, but it wasn't really like a real crease. It was like a half a crease because like the pants folded when I was ironing it. But it gave up the impression of the crease. Yo, my cousins got at me so hard. I was like, that ain't really a crease. I was like, nah, it ain't a crease. But it looked like it. So you brought up bad feelings when you just said that.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, like, I didn't think people creased jeans like that no more. Like, you know those creases? You know, I've just seen people. Did you crease them so bad to the point where you wash them in the crease?
No, it wasn't creased. You know how the pants fold sometimes? It just folded like that by accident. I ain't unfolded. And I just rolled out with that. My bad. Damn.
All right, okay. It'll go away once you wash them. As long as it goes away when you wash them, you got a problem if it don't go away. If you wash them and the motherfucker still can stand up with some creases, then you got a problem because that's too much starch. Sit down. This is 1985, and this is 1990. People don't crease jeans like that no more.
LeBron
is Mr. 1990.
Have a crease in them so serious, you must run to kick somebody and cut their damn neck off.
85 was a good year. I don't know what y'all talking about. 85 was a good year.
I mean, I was only 4.
Yo,
I was only 4 years old. I'm sorry.
You got to keep saying that. Okay, yeah. You making enough people that just knocking on 40 back door feeling some kind of way. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, Ron already knocked on 40's door and busted it down. So did Dre. Girl, you might as well go ahead and bust it down to him.
I'm just waiting until it's my time. I got some months to go, so I'm still 21 and a half in my mind until I actually hit 40.
Well,
you know,
I'm 40.
That's my story.
Ain't nothing wrong with being 40.
It ain't nothing wrong with being 40, but when I get 40, I'll be 40. But I'm not 40 right now, so I'm just going to enjoy being 22 and a half.
Oh, Lord, she's going to be 21 till she's about 50.
Shut your ass up.
That's funny. That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. But this has been a very interesting show. Thank you again, Ron, for coming in and hanging out with us and bringing so much laughter and entertainment, as always.
Y'all was laughing at me? It was a pleasure to be here with you. Y'all be laughing at
really,
people. I'm saying, y'all talking about my crease. Come on now.
It was
a crease.
It
didn't even go all the way
down.
It was like on the. My bad.
Okay, I
dumped out.
Okay, I'm gonna be the bigger person, and I'm gonna put my Patti LaBelle boots to the side, and I'm gonna say, Ron, I am so sorry that I talked about creases. I did not know it was gonna affect you in such a way. Okay, you good?
All right, I'm good now. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Wow, just so funny. We appreciate you, Ron. Oh my gosh, always so funny all the time.
He is hilarious.
Great. Well, we are reaching the 12 o'clock hour, and I have a long
I gotta get my hair done so I can look like something.
Cause I look like nothing right now.
Mm-mm. It's been a great show. So peaceful.
Dre, be nice.
No wonder it was peaceful. Taylor wasn't here.
Oh, don't be doing that. You are not going to bother my girl while she ain't here. I'm going to fight for her. I'm going to stand up for her.
Just had to throw some shade.
Okay.
Please put your shade back up in the tree.
Well, I know you ain't talking petty wop, you've been on the road all week.
All what?
Petty wop, don't make me call you out. That's a whole nother show.
I'm really not that petty in life. I need to be making
God. Petty wop.
Dimash,
really.
I love you, but yeah.
He been petty all week, Nanita. Petty, won't you come my way?
I got something I want to say.
Wow.
Well,
that's how we do?
That, No, I'm just saying, if my petty meter don't go to the top, I know who I can call, because she's going to kill it for me. That's what I'm talking about, that friendship. You gotta have somebody
I just say some stuff. And if people don't catch it, they don't catch it. I just be out here in the world. I'll be out here.
Well, like last week, Lucy with the good hair. I ain't forgot about that. Lucy with the good hair.
Lulu. That's what your name is on Facebook. Lucy with the good hair.
Oh,
y'all got issues. Y'all got issues.
We love you too, Ron. We love you too.
I know you're not talking. You're amongst friends. He know he amongst friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just thinking back to when he was like, he said, I know you got a lot of numbers.
You got to get the numbers. You got to get the numbers.
Oh, God, I'm stupid. Oh, Lord.
He got dog on room number. Nasty. Dang. He can't get them all, man. You got to get the numbers. He can't get them all. Not on this one trip.
Oh, Lord.
On the cruise, it don't even much matter. You probably don't even know that woman's name. What's her name, Ron? Ron.
Oh, no, I hear you. I'm going to keep laughing, though. Too much. That's the way I can't do none of this no more. This is craziness.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Oh,
yes,
y'all.
You can.
Y'all are bananas.
Just because y'all ain't got good sense. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Respect on my name.
Respect, whatever. Respect your elders. Respect your elders.
What?
I'm tired of
Okay, I know y'all older than me and everything, but we might be in the same age bracket.
I wasn't saying it like that.
Wait, I'm saying to myself, like, shit, I'm probably the oldest person on the line. Like, damn, I don't like that joke no more.
Old age.
I ain't funny no
more.
Let's change the topic.
I'm 22
and a half.
We're about to change our topic and get ready to get off this line and say
good night. Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
We will be back here the same time next Friday with Dimmer shenanigans. And maybe I won't watch a movie that pisses me off and we have a topic from it.
Please don't.
But
maybe we can watch 50 Shades of Grey next week if you were growing up this year. I don't want
to. No, to that. What'd you say, Ron?
You said it's Friday the 13th.
Today is Friday the 13th.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Saturday.
Well, it's still 9:05 in Arizona, so it ain't Friday. It's still Friday the 13th.
How about
that?
Put me on.
Which one are you playing, Nicki Minaj or Big Daddy Kane? Who are you going to be, Big Daddy Kane?
You know what? I can't start with, I can't deal with you right now. I'm not going to, I'm pleading the fifth for that question. I'm not answering it.
Not at all? Not at all. Not.
Okay. Well, so, yeah. Have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you all next Friday with something different to talk about. I don't know yet, but we'll get there somehow. I guess I'll talk to you on Wednesday. I guess.
Yes, you'll talk to me Wednesday, and I'm going to need a sandwich.
Yeah.
Damn.
Interesting. I always need a sandwich on Wednesday.
God,
sandwich.
Please don't drink before you have a
no,
sandwich.
No, I can't drink. I mean, as you know, I fast. I can't drink on an empty stomach.
Mm-mm.
That's dangerous. I've done that before.
You don't need a sandwich.
I'm going to need a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a
sandwich. Well, everybody else get you a sandwich.
And say good night. All right. Yeah. Good night, people. Good night, good people.
Good night, Ron. Say
good night, Ron.
Goodbye.
Bye,
y'all. See y'all next week.
Bye, crazy.